This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Chiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In his message titled, The Greatest News, Pastor Scott speaks about the good news that God has for all of us. This message was recorded on Sunday, December 20th, 2015. Here now is Pastor Scott.
I was reading some news this week, some just amazing. If you ever heard of Hillcorp Energy, you ever heard of that company? Well, it's owned by this guy, Jeffrey Hildebrand, and he has 1,400 employees, and they do an oil and power company. And he gave each one of his employees, regardless of position, each one of them got a $100,000 Christmas bonus. Yeah, really, yeah? You want to apply? It's in Texas, by the way, so you would have to find another church and if you're going to work there. But, I mean, $100,000. And they say it's more than some of them make in a year. And he did this to ensure that during the year, his employees would give 100% every day. And he said it worked because this past year, although the business was in a slump, they did very, very well. In previous years, he said he gave his employees either $50,000 towards the purchase of a car, and thinking like, whew, what kind of cars are they buying? Maybe like one brand new Toyota Tacoma, fully loaded, lifted, yeah? That's what it costs, yeah, nowadays. Or $30,000 in cash, and I think he like, and he doesn't do this to get recognized. He just does this so that employees would put out. And I thought, man, what a great gift to give an employee. And I thought, man, that's nice. But if you imagine $100,000, it's not going to get you into heaven. I mean, it's nice, but the thing that is that although that was a nice gift that he has given, man, God gave us a far better gift for free. Amen? You know, when we celebrate Christmas, we think, man, the world has gotten so far away from the meaning of Christmas. It's more about gifts and other things other than Christ. And when we come back to the foundation, back to the Bible, we get a deeper understanding and the real meaning. Why we're joyful, because not only will we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, but as followers of Christ, aren't we joyful every day? Or sometimes when you feel like it. But I believe that when we have Jesus, the Holy Spirit living in us, that, man, it'll just show, and we'll be joyful throughout the year, not just during Christmas. You know, I love this time of year because I love that people are more receptive to understanding or an explanation of what this season is about. And if you ever had some really, really good news, and it was so good that it was like, it was inside you, but it was like just ready to burst and come out and just cover everybody like a breath of fresh air, you know, like boom. And a lot of times I get asked to go to the hospital to pray for people. And there were times when relatives would call, can you go to the hospital? Can you pray for my relative who's in the hospital? And I would go, And I would kind of make it like a priority when I go, not only to pray for their healing, but to ask them if they know who Jesus Christ is and if they have accepted them as their Lord and Savior. And a lot of times when I go there, the person who is in the hospital, I would ask them if they know Jesus Christ. And if they say no, then I would explain to them if they would let me. And then I would ask them, would you like to receive Jesus? And almost always they say yes. And not only them, but those who are with them, watching them in the hospital. And for me, it's like, wow, I get so filled with joy because somebody accepted Jesus Christ. And not by me, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I come back from the hospital, and I just have this, you could tell something happened, because I have this great news inside of me that somebody accepted Jesus Christ. So what do? Do I, like, okay, I'm not going to tell nobody, it's my secret, nobody knows. I call up the family, and I explain to them what happened. I have really good news for you. Really, what is it? Well, the person you asked me to go pray for received Jesus. And sometimes they just cry. It's great news. Great news like that cannot be kept to myself. Imagine if I did nothing and I shared. Imagine if I had the good news of salvation, of healing, of becoming a brand new creation, being born spiritually. I have all this information in me. And I go to that person in the hospital who's dying. But I go and say, hey, how's it? You seen the baseball game today? How was that game? Wasn't it exciting? Well, hey, and the fishing is really good, you know. When you get out, let's go fishing. Okay, well, take care. I'll see you later. And I leave. Wow, that'd be a pretty sad. Oh, I cannot imagine not doing that. I would be devastated if I did that and the person died and I never got to share Jesus. I would hate to stand before God and answer to him and say, that was your opportunity, my son, and you blew it. It's like, wow. You see, each one of us here were chosen by God to deliver this message to others. A message of good news. A message that would bring hope, healing, life, reconciliation. I mean, it's such great news that each and every one of us should be bursting with excitement to share it. Amen? If you have your Bible this morning, you can open it up to the book of Luke. We're going to be in Luke in the first chapter. Luke was a physician, and he writes this in chapter 1, verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, the descendant of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement, and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." So she was engaged, and this angel brought her good news. You know, being a young, unmarried teenager, and somebody came and told you that you were going to have a baby, I might not have been good news to you, might have been scary news, but she accepted it. And then going on in the next chapter in Luke 2, 4, her fiancé, Joseph, so Joseph, he accepted her and they planned out, they're going to get married. So now, Joseph went up from Galilee to the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the family of David, and in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was a child, while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. That was the abbreviated part of the birth of Jesus. From what happened to Mary, how she conceived. And they had to go for the census. They had to go to Bethlehem. And that's when Christ was born. If you know who Christ is, if you have heard the story before, Jesus Christ came as a Savior to the world. And we needed a Savior because we were born in sin, and the wages of sin is death. So we needed someone to save us. And that Savior was Jesus Christ. You see, the good news is a gift for all of us. It is a gift for every single one of you, regardless of who you work for or what you have done. It is a gift. In Luke 2, verses 8 to 11, in the same region, this is where Jesus was born, there were some shepherds staying out in the field and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, for which will be for all the people." Not just you, but all the people. Not the people back then, but for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. That good news, that is, because before this, before these events happened, there was like 400 years of silence. There was nothing. There was no prophecy, no prophets, no nothing. There was just silence. God wasn't speaking. There was silence. And then the angels appeared. You were weird, yeah? He appeared to the shepherds. The guys who were like outcasts. They were handling animals. Therefore, they were always unclean. Couldn't worship in the temple. They were out, lowly, stinky. Man, and the angels came to them. That makes you feel like, wow, I still got a chance. Amen? See, they heard the good news. The thing is, the good news requires action. Man, we cannot hear the good news and keep it to ourselves. I think that would be a tragedy. That would be a sin. The good news that we get from reading the Word of God requires us to do something about it. Amen? John 1, 12 and 13. But as many as received him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. See, all of us, any one of us who have welcomed Jesus Christ as Lord into our lives, are reborn spiritually. We receive this brand new life through faith in Christ. And this new birth changes us from the inside out. It rearranges our attitude, our desires, our motives. Being born again makes us physically alive. You know, when we're born into the family of our parents. But being born of God makes you spiritually alive, and it puts you in God's family. Amen? And this fresh start is available to all who believe in Jesus Christ. Anybody. No, it doesn't matter of your past. It doesn't matter what you're going through now. If you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior, you are now part of his family. And now that you have this good news, it requires us to take action and to go and share this good news. In Hebrews 5:9, having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Christ, man, he was the only perfect person who walked the earth. And when we obey him, he demonstrates his perfection on us. We get something to live for. In the Bible, when we talk about, when the Bible says that we need to be perfect, it usually means that we should become complete or maturity. And by sharing our experience of suffering, Christ shared our human experience. He lived what we're going through. He knew, but he did it without sinning. He's our perfect example to follow. And as we mature, we become more complete, growing in the knowledge of God. And he has offered us salvation. He has given that to us as a free gift. And that, I believe, is more valuable than a $100,000 Christmas bonus. Amen? Although that bonus would be nice, but the gift, that gift of eternal life will outlast $100,000 anytime. Eternal salvation we have been offered. It means the elimination of a verdict on our sin. Man, what good news. God has given that gift to us. So number three, here it is. Go and share this priceless gift. This gift that has been offered to you. This gift of eternal life. I guarantee you, some of us, we just take it for granted. But if you think about it, think about the eternal results that it will have when you share this good news with your family, with your friends, with your neighbors, with your coworkers, with your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Think about heaven. Think about who will be in heaven Because you took action and you shared this priceless gift. I hate to think of somebody not being in heaven because of my lack of action. I would dread that. Not to make you, I don't want you to go out and share Jesus Christ out of guilt. I don't think that God wants us to do that. I believe God wants us to go out and share Jesus Christ because of love. Amen? And I don't think he wants people to accept him because of fear. Like, oh, shoot, I better or else I'm going to get zapped by, right? But out of love, out of understanding that someone loves you so much, they made a sacrifice. Jesus left heaven to come down to live here for 33 years to live as a human. Not like, I don't think he could have like, oh man, he's on earth. He's walking around with his disciples. Man, I'd like a milkshake right now. Bingo. Oh, I'd like a steak, medium rare, man. Oh, with rice, mushrooms on the side. Bang, yeah. But he gave up everything. He gave everything up so that he could come here, live and experience what we go through so that he could relate to us, die on a cross, suffering, so that people like you and I, regular, ordinary people, can get this good news and accept Jesus Christ and have a relationship with God. And when we die, we go to heaven. How good news is that? Mark 16:15. And he said to them, Jesus said to his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He tells us to go. I mean, we have, what is this? We have 5 days to Christmas. Man, five, it just came so fast this year, yeah? 5 days to Christmas. I mean, we get 5 days to go and share this amazing Christmas gift with people who are wandering around in the darkness, needing hope, needing some form of good news, something to keep them going. He said, go into all the world. Preach the gospel. What is the gospel? The good news. What is the good news? Hey, Jesus came. We celebrate Christmas. That's why we celebrate Christmas. He died for you. What? For me? Yeah, for you. For me too, but yeah, for you. Why? Why would somebody die for me? Because he loves you. Why would he do that? So that you can have eternal life. That when you die, you be in heaven. Jesus told his disciples, go, tell everyone that he had paid the penalty for sin and that those who believe in him, who accept him, can be forgiven and live eternally with God. Christians today in all parts of the world are telling this good news to people who haven't heard about Christ. That driving power about Jesus Christ, it takes missionaries around the world and sets Christ Church in motion. Remember Don and Dolly? They left last April or May. They have a beautiful home in Paradise Park. They left their home to go to the Philippines to help plant a church. They were supposed to come back in October, but he sent me a message. He said, Pastor Scott, I'm sorry, but we're not coming back in October. We're going to stay through Christmas and the New Year's because we're going to be helping to plant small groups out of this church. I mean, and just what was last week, there was a typhoon. You know, for them to leave the comforts of their home and go all the way to the Philippines. And you know, the Philippines, they get hit with so many typhoons, more than any place else, I believe. Earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes. They gave up the comforts of their beautiful home to go to the Philippines to share this priceless gift. Why? The power of love that motivates people to go and take this gospel into all the world, into all creation. We may not be called to the Philippines, but right here in our very own backyard, starting with your house and your neighbors, we got this great news. We got this great news that can change lives. Changed my life. How many of you heard the good news and changed your life? Over half of you. Now you get to share that story of how God changed your life. You get to be a witness for Jesus Christ. All you got to do is believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins. And he rose again on the third day. Acts 10:42-43. And he ordered us to preach to people. Okay, and when I say preach, you don't necessarily have to use words, right? Actions. He ordered us to preach to the people and solemnly testify that this is the one, capital O-N-E, who has been appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. Of him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin. And Peter's brief and powerful sermon contains a concise statement of the good news. Jesus' perfect life and servanthood, his death on the cross, his resurrection, personally witnessed and experienced by Peter, Jesus' fulfillment of the scriptures, the necessity of personal faith in him, a sermon or witness for Christ does not have to be long and boring. It just has to be truthful and point to Christ. It should be led by the Spirit and should be centered on Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. When I share my testimony, I hope and pray that you don't look at me, but look at what God did in me. Family and friends, we have this priceless gift that we can share this Christmas. And the, you know what the best thing about sharing Jesus Christ is? Bro, when I share him, I don't lose it. You know, like if I have two cookies and I gave away two cookies, how much cookies do I have left? Exactly. If I share Jesus with 100 people, how much of Jesus do I have left? I still have all of him. You don't lose it. I think when you share Jesus, you gain more back. If I have Jesus in my heart and I share them with another person, Jesus will still live and thrive in me. And we get to share Jesus a million times and we still haven't lost any bit of him. Amen? This is a wonderful, wonderful time of year. It's a wonderful time. Can I hear an amen to that? Amen. Do you love Christmas? Yes. Do you love? I've been watching some Christmas movies on TV, and some of them, man, you know, It's a Wonderful Life. You know, the old black and white version. My kids will not watch that because it's black and white. To say something's wrong with the TV. It's a Wonderful Life, A Christmas Carol. And I look at those movies, and at the end of the movies, I ask my wife, oh, it kind of makes you want to cry. And she answers me, I am. And we have this wonderful, wonderful news. We have this great news in our heart, and it wants to get out. Will you be willing to take action and share that good news with your family and friends? I really, really hope so. Would you bow your heads and pray with me and ask the worship team to come up? With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you would like to receive this free gift, this gift of eternal life, which Christ came and died for, if you would like to receive this gift, pray this prayer with me, everyone. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me, cleanse me, make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, I'd like to pray for you. Would you hold up a hand? Anybody out there? God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. Anybody else? Let me put your hands down. Lord, you have seen the hands. And Lord, I pray for them and for the rest of us that in the days to come that we would not fear, but we would share Jesus Christ out of love, in love and boldness, not in fear. And more so, Lord, even through our actions, Lord, that we would be the light of the world, a city on a hill, that we would light the way, that people would find their way to you in this dark and dying world. This is a wonderful time of harvest, Lord. And I pray that you would use New Hope East Hawaii and the surrounding Christian churches to reach this town of Hilo, Keaupo'a, Pahoa, Puna, Kau. Lord, just to shine your light, so that people can find hope and faith and eternal life in none other than Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray this in your name, and all God's people said, amen. Would you thank the Lord? Hey. So if you got that information in your bulletin, we do have service on Thursday night at what time? What time? Because don't call me up and ask me what time now. And even if you forget, you can call me or text me, because I do get that, even from some of our best leaders here. What time was service? So it's 6:30. I've prepared a different message. And so you get to come and hear about the good news again. And you get to invite your family and friends who need hope. Amen?
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Chiroma of New Hope Christian Fellowship East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street, Kau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.